Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so Katie, tell us what's going on with your friend.
Yeah, okay, so shout out to my friend Christine. She is listening right now because have talked about this pretty much for like the last week as far as what she should do. And I think it's kind of funny because here's the thing. So Christine is about to marry her fiancé, Peter. And we love Peter, right?
Like
We do, yeah. Like, so they've been together for... That's about a year and a half, I suppose. And I honestly, like, I've only, like, hung out with Peter a couple times because she lives over on the other side of the state. But everything she said about him, the couple times we do hang out, like, love Peter. He is such a chill guy. But the story behind this is when Christine first met Peter, I will never forget, because they went out on their first date, right? And she called me directly after and she was like, girl, you are never going to believe Peter is like the lost twin of Boston Ben. Okay, so Boston Ben was a boyfriend that Christine had back in the day who was absolutely no good for her, right? Mm. Like, he drank too much. He went out with other girls and didn't tell her about it. Like, he was not a good boyfriend, but she was obsessed with him. And he was, I'm not going to lie, like, Boston Ben was a good-looking dude, right? Like, Boston
good
Ben.
Good-looking guy. Good-looking guy.
He's like that Mall Liquor Tuesday, though. Like, that was Boston Ben. Like, that's where we got that phrase from. Malt Liquor Tuesday was
hey,
from
ladies,
Boston Ben.
You want to go get some malt liquor and like, stare at me?
It's so funny. Like, she'd be like, when are we going to hang out? And he's like, well, it's Malt Liquor Tuesday. We're like, what
listen,
does that
babe,
even mean?
I got gals lining up here, babe.
It's Malt Liquor Tuesday.
Malt Liquor Tuesday.
But Ben was hot. Like, Ben was, again, the kind of hot where it was like, you canceled out the crazy because
like
he's
Jared
so
Stidham
hot.
Like, Jared Stidham hot? Oh, yeah, hot.
All
right.
Get me all worked up again. Stop it. Okay, so anyway, Christine, when she met Peter, she was like, I am not kidding, Katie. He is like a doppelganger for Ben. And that was kind of like the driving force behind why she liked him so
just
much.
Just because of his
like,
looks.
He was so good looking. And it, not only that, but I remember, again, in the beginning when Christine and Peter had some issues, you know, beginning of relationship things or whatever, part of her justification was...
He's hot.
He looks just like Ben. Like, he's so hot. He looks just like Ben. And so to us, like to her little friend group, this has been brought up a lot, the fact that she likes Peter so much because he reminds her, at least physically, of Ben. Now, again, Peter's a good dude, so he's not like Ben in all the other ways, but he does look a lot like him.
Okay.
Like, having known both of them now, it's like, wow, that's kind of crazy.
Are you sure you aren't twins separated at birth type
it's
thing?
It's crazy how much they, you know,
so
look
she's got
alike.
A type.
And even, like, when they were getting kind of physical at first, she told me. She's like, I kind of pretended he was Ben a little bit. I was like, Shad, you did not.
But overshare.
She, like, well, I'm just saying, like, she knows I was going to talk about this. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows, like, she had that kind of attraction to him.
Okay.
And it was all based on this. So, now, again, us in the friend group, there's, like, four of us, and we all know this story. We all know that Christine loves Peter because Peter reminds her of Ben.
Oh,
Peter has no
poor
idea.
Peter.
Peter has no idea that he resembles an old boyfriend. And for whatever reason, for a year and a half, we've been able to keep the story under wraps. But we were talking about it because she's like, I'm just like worried at some point it's going to come up. It's going to bother him. Like, is this something I should bring up before the wedding? Get it out of the way. Make sure he knows about it. So, you know, fast forward 2 years when everybody's drunk at a New Year's Eve party together and
right,
somebody
like,
lets
Peter,
it slip.
You look like Boston
exactly.
Ben.
You remember Boston Ben.
That's
like,
you.
Like, that's bound to happen, right?
Yes,
with all
it
of
would
the
happen.
People knowing about it. Like, somebody's going to spill the beans when it comes to Boston Ben. Oh, the beans.
Boston baked beans, probably.
But I'm just saying, like, the more we talked about it, the more I was like, I think you kind of have to sit Peter down and at least explain to him, you know, this part of the initial attraction was this, but I love you, obviously. I'm in love with you
Man,
for so many
this is
other
dicey.
Reasons. It is kind of dicey, though, right? Because as a guy, I see, here's the thing, is I tried to put myself in Peter's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to think about if a guy came up to me a year and a half later
and said, Katie, the only reason I really got with you in the beginning
yeah.
is because you looked like my ex, Angela, who
yeah.
was wicked hot.
And crazy, but wicked hot.
But yeah, like,
crazy.
Wouldn't that make you feel good? Because you're like, okay, so you're attracted to hot ladies and I'm in camp hot.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, you would think. Like, so again, my mind went there. I was like, I don't know if I'd be upset, but I think there's a part of me that would be like, why didn't you tell me this sooner? Why tell me now? I think that there would be a conversation that had to be had. But how do you do it?
Yes, like, and I also would be in camp if I was Peter, like, okay, so are you just still constantly thinking about this Boston Ben? Is he top of mind versus me? Because every time you look at me, you're not looking at me. You're looking at Boston Ben,
yeah,
essentially, is what you're seeing on
exactly.
the outside.
And again,
and what really matters is what's on the inside.
It is, but we
Christine.
All know, we all know too, that toxic behavior, especially women when it comes to men, it almost is a little bit of a turn on, right? Like, if guys are ignoring you. No, it does. Like,
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
That whole, like, your face. Like, the toxic behavior from a guy. Like, if they're ignoring you, if you're, they're not
what
giving
does that have to do
you
with Peter?
The attention. Well, I'm just saying, like, that's why she was so obsessed
with Ben.
Gotcha. And Peter doesn't do that. And I think that maybe that's a good
why is she with this
conversation
Peter here,
to
just
have.
Strictly look.
Well, again, she's grown up now. She's grown up. She loves how he treats her. It's a very emotionally mature relationship. Like, I love Peter, and they are going to have a very happy life together. I just know it. But
is
how
Peter going to second
Peter?
Guess that if she tells him?
Yeah.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We can throw open the phone lines. Should Christine tell Peter before they get married that her initial attraction to him was based off another man, essentially?
Yeah.
Or should she just zip it? The problem is they could get married, and 6 months down the road, somebody's going to get their drink on and be like, you know, Christine only really loved you at the beginning because you look like Boston Ben.
Yeah, or I'm all like a Tuesday.
So really, like, how do you nip this? And hi, Leah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Well, did you hear this whole thing going on with Christine?
Yeah, don't give this dude a complex, man. Like, this is like, I feel like it's like a toddler when they first start walking and then they fall down and they look back to see your reaction. And if you make it out to be a bigger deal, then they start crying. But if you're like, you're fine, get up, keep going. Don't give the guy a complex. Like, if you're going to make it a big thing, like, she was only attracted to him in the first place, then you're going to put those thoughts into his head, and then he might get weird about it. And if everything's fine now, then shut up about it. And if something comes up, Katie, later, and somebody says something, then just, Christine's just going to have to be like, yes, you look kind of like one of my ex-boyfriends. It's not a big deal, whatever, and just move on.
She really could play it off.
Concept. Yeah.
She really could. Unless Katie's
yeah,
like, oh my God, Boston Ben was so hot. She was in love with him. And when you guys were making out, she was thinking of Boston Ben.
I'd probably find him on Facebook. Like, look at him. Look how much you look like him.
Look at him.
But you have self-restraint, Katie.
I do.
Know you
do. I know I
do.
It is, Leah, it's crazy how much they look alike, though. I just want to point it out. Like, it is like
okay,
they are
I wasn't
going
to say anything, but Katie showed me a picture of Peter and Boston Ben off the air.
Yeah.
They're like twinsies.
It is crazy how much they look alike. So,
and play it off like, you know, like Christine used to date your doppelganger. Like, check this dude out. Don't make it into like a whole, she only dated you because you look like him, and
okay.
that's the reason she attracted to you, and she used to think about him when she was making out with you. Like, hell no.
Maybe not. Maybe leave that part out.
Oh, my God,
out.
I said the S word. Sorry.
Oh,
you
really
did?
Well,
I only hit the dumb button. I didn't hear you.
We gotta hit
Hopefully it's working. The dumb button's not lit up. Leah, we're going to let you and your horrible potty mouth go. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye, Leah.
Well, hopefully, I'm telling everyone right now, I have hit the dumb button.
Multiple times.
I don't know if it's working.
We did it.
Lucy, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you. Thank you for taking the time to call in and have some fun with us. What are your thoughts on Christine's dilemma?
I think there's no need to tell him. I think if you have a certain attraction to someone, that's fine. But obviously the first couple didn't mesh personality-wise, and that's why they broke up. And she's just attracted to that certain look, and that's fine. And this couple obviously has a much better mesh, and that's why they're getting married.
Look at you being all grown
I know,
up and
that
adult
is
about this.
Such a grown up answer. Like,
I'm thinking of Peter, and I kind of agree with Potty Mouth Leah, who just called in. It's like, why give this guy a complex? You know,
yeah.
If he's like me, he's a sensitive little baby. And if you tell him something like this, that's all he's going to think about.
Oh,
and it'll,
yeah.
It'll really jack things up, I think.
Yeah.
It really will.
I think you just, well, I think you usually have a type. And he had part of the type. And obviously, this guy has the whole package instead of just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Lucy,
like,
what's your type?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Sure you do. What's your type?
You know, we could say Jarrett Stedham. That's what we could say. He's my new type.
I so put you on the spot, didn't I, Lucy?
Yes, you did.
Come on, what's your type?
I don't know. Just caring, strong. I don't know.
Muscles. Those are important things. Muscles.
Sorry, Lucy, I'm already taken.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shoot.
I know, right?
Sorry. Sorry to disappoint you. Appreciate you calling in, though, Lucy. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye, Lucy.
Did I embarrass her? I feel like I embarrassed her
all of us, but it's okay. It's fine.
We have a we can do a couple more. 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off. I got Jen and Justin. We will go to Justin. Hi, Justin.
Howdy. How you doing?
Whoa. Howdy to you.
Right?
I reckon we're doing great, Justin. What are your thoughts on Christine?
Well, can you do a rundown real quick on what the issue is again?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's really just my friend Christine is about to get married to a wonderful man named Peter. And the initial attraction there, she thought he looked just like one of her ex-boyfriends. And so, like, when she first kind of fell for him, it was because he looked a lot like Boston Bob or Boston Ben from back in the day. So that's kind of the issue is should she tell Peter that he reminds her of an ex or should she just keep that to herself? Because, again, they are getting ready to get married.
Right. Does Peter know about Boston Bob?
No. No, Boston Ben. No. He has no idea.
He's been
about,
buried. It's a, yeah. He's buried in her past, it
he
sounds like.
He has no idea. Yeah. He looks
but she's
like Boston
thinking
Ben.
About him a lot.
Yeah, sounds like it. like the girl said before, and I forget her name, people have types. You know, some people have types, some people don't. Some people experiment. I don't think that she should ruin anything that she's got going on with the new guy just because her new man looks like her ex.
Okay.
You know, like I've dated 20 girls that look the same and
damn player.
At the same time.
Oh, wow. His phone cut out.
Oh, shoot.
That was, I could tell it was choppy. All I got out of that is he's a player.
I dated 20 women.
Darn it. Jen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful.
Hey, really quick, so Jen. What's your type?
Well, definitely not a fixer because I've raised my baby, so I don't want a man that I got to fix. He better be smart, strong, and independent and confident and have self-love.
Oh, I love all
Jen,
of that.
Jen, I'm sorry I'm taken.
Oh. Darn it.
Sorry.
He's so funny.
And I'm a massive fan of self-love.
Really got you laughing too, Jen.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
All right, so what are your thoughts on Christine?
So I feel a lot of the same that she obviously has a type, but I think her conscience is getting the worst of her. And I don't want to say the best. I think it's the worst of her because she's feeling guilty about it and she needs to let that go for one thing. And even if they did look alike, so what? It was she was attracted to him and it's no big deal. Don't put that burden on him and put any kind of doubt in his mind whatsoever, because that's a completely different person, even though they might look alike. It doesn't matter. And if somebody like, let's say, Katie brings it up, all you have to do is deny, and say, you know what? Yeah, you know what you guys look like, but you know what? Obviously, I picked the right one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then stroke his ego. Ego. You know, you're the best one, though. You're way better looking.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And your credit is so much better than his one.
Your credit score is so much better.
There's good things you can tell
him,
right?
Far, baby.
Yeah.
Jen, we love you. You can call whenever you want. All right.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too, Jen. Thanks
Jen.
For calling. Okay, we got time for one more. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, we're going to let you have the final word on this. What should Christine do?
I think she should tell him, but in a kind of energetic way, like, you were meant to be my soulmate because somebody who even just looked like you, I was attracted to until I finally found you.
Oh,
whoa,
yes.
That's deep.
Carrie, that's how you do it.
You initiated like, soulmate.
You know, it's not that he looks like Ben. It's that Ben looks like him.
Peter. Peter. Yes.
Whoa. Yes. That's how you twist things.
Whoa.
You pivot.
Carrie, the queen of mind games.
Yes. But it works.
She was looking for him, and he was, you know, Boston Ben was close, but he wasn't him. And then she finally found Peter.
The universe tried to trick me with someone who looked like you.
Pretty,
like
we'll call him Pretty Peter.
Yes.
Yeah, you're Pretty Peter.
Yes.
I like it, Carrie.
Pretty Peter.
Yeah. No, well, how about, yeah.
No,
perfect,
we'll call him Pee-Pee for short.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
All right. This is going too far now. How did we get here?
Whoopsies.
Whoopsie.
Oh,
okay.
So good. Carrie, thank you for the laughs this morning. You have a great little Tuesday, all right?
Oh, you too. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye,
Carrie.
Kisses. That's what you do right there.
That is what it is.
That
yeah.
was the best one.
That
you
was
flip it.
You make him think that you actually have been waiting for him the whole time, and the universe tried to trick me once with someone who looked like you, but he
Brilliant.
Was not you.
Brilliant.
He was not you, Peter.
Christine and PP are going to have the best life ever.
They are.
They really are. If you-